good evening, hello, good morning, whenever you're listening to this, good afternoon, aye, that as well. Welcome to episode 24 of the Hit the Wall podcast. It's been a week and a half since we last spoke. The last episode was called Podcat, and that's because we had a cat. I'm very pleased to update you on the fact that we now no longer have a cat. Don't worry, it didn't die. It hasn't been murdered. It's been given a lovely home by someone, and we hope that they are very happy with the cat that I didn't want in the house. So that is that. Stevie Jesus is away to a new home, which is good news for Bailey, the rabbit who joins me on the show this week. Bailey, how did you feel about being the only pet in the house again? Yeah, I thought so, because you were quite upset, weren't you? You spent pretty much the whole week behind the couch, thumping like a wee sissy, because you were scared of the cat, weren't you? Actually, I think you'll find that we did try and get you out quite a few times, and try and give you attention, but you were not for having it, so don't give me that shit. You know what, Bailey? Shut up. I'm not taking that for a rabbit. Anyway, so welcome to this episode of Hit the Wall. It is just me and Bailey. Amy's working, so I thought I would... I actually wasn't going to do an episode this week. I was going to maybe take a wee week off and recoup and come back next week with a new episode. But I decided against that after the shit show of a running week that I have had. Started off on, what day is this, Friday, started off on Wednesday with going for what was meant to be a 12k run, ended up being a 9.9 kilometre run, because I just stopped. Well, what happened was, and it's no fault of Amy's or the kids, but they decided to do this very cute thing. They were away getting their haircut, the three girls were away getting their haircut, and they thought that they would follow me round Bathgate as I was doing my run. And I was planning on doing 12k. I was initially planning on doing 15k, but then I thought, no, I'll just do a 12k today, which is another thing I'm going to come to. And then I seen them a couple of times. They sort of stopped at the side of the road and gave me a wee wave and cheered me on and stuff, which was nice. But then I think the third time that I seen them, I just decided to stop and just get in the car. And I don't know why. I don't know, there was just something in my mind that was like, nah, you're done, mate. You're absolutely done. Even though I wasn't running at, again, good pace. I'm not doing good pace at the moment. I'm just taking it easy. But I decided against running the whole thing, which is the first time, I think, maybe not the first time actually, in this running, the sort of training plan, that I've stopped short. But tonight, so this is going out on Friday, this is going out on Saturday morning for you lot. So last night, Friday, I was planning on doing a 15k, because I came back from the run on Wednesday and I thought, this has been a bit of a wake up call. I need to get my head in the game, because there is, what, 7 weeks left now? Yeah, like a month and a half nearly to go, and I'm still just fannying about with little runs. And well, I say little runs, 12k is still a big run, but I should be doing like half marathons by now. I should be at that level in terms of distance that I'm running, but I'm just not there. So I thought, right, I'll give it a day. In fact, no, it was Tuesday I went the run. Yeah, it was Tuesday I went the run. I'm talking rubbish. Doesn't matter anyway. Doesn't matter to use. Tuesday I went the run, and I thought, right, Friday I am going to do 15k, and I'm not going to do any less than that. The good news is I managed to do 15k tonight all done. I think it was an hour and 41 minutes, and I was aiming for 1:45, so that's not too bad. I'm quite pleased with that. But when I got 2.5 kilometers in, my mind just went, and it's so frustrating, and I can't put over how off-putting it is to have voices in your head when you're trying to prepare for a long run, but your head is just thinking, nah, you could just stop. It's Friday night. We just ran past a pub. You could go back to the pub and you can have a pint. And I actually had that voice in my head for the first, 2.5K, so it was like, about, I can't work out the time, maybe 10, no, 12, 15 minutes into the run. And this other voice just sort of overtook it and was like, what the fuck are you talking about? Why are you having this argument with yourself? You're doing this for lots and lots of reasons. All right, so obviously the main reason we're doing it is for charity. We're doing it for the Simpsons Memory Box Appeal. I will, by the time this episode goes out, there will be a link on the Hit the Wall Facebook page. I haven't done it the past 3 weeks that I've said I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it today, and it's going to be up and live. I'm going to finish recording this episode. Again, it's going to be a short one. I'm going to do this episode, and then I'm going to put the link up, because I've been meaning to do it, and I've been putting it off, and I'm not hitting my target yet for that either. That's another thing that I'm pissed off at myself about. So the link will go up on the Hit the Wall Facebook, and I'll try somehow to get it on Instagram as well. It'll happen tonight, and it'll be live. It'll be on there on Friday night, or when you're listening to this on Saturday. So that's obviously the main reason. The other reason is I am not, well, maybe a bit fitter now, but I want to be able to run and be healthy for my children, because I want to be able to be a fun dad. When Blair was first born, I don't weigh myself, so I don't know how much I weigh, but I wasn't a healthy guy. And you know, try to keep Riley entertained, try to keep the two of them entertained. I'm sitting about the house a lot, sitting on the couch, looking at my phone, not really engaging with them. I'm doing that a lot more now, I feel. Maybe not as much as I maybe should be, but I'm certainly trying my damnedest to be a healthy dad for them. Also, and this is more of a vanity thing, this is a third reason, I'm beginning to like how I look a little bit more. I hated looking at myself in photos when, because I've got quite a round head, I think. But looking at myself in photos, I wasn't happy with the way I looked. And now I'm kind of losing a little bit of weight again. I'm managing to fit into clothes that I wasn't months ago, which is great. And I do feel that the weight's coming off my face a little bit. Maybe not majorly, but it's certainly a start. And I want to be able to look, get, especially in summertime. We're booked to go away in a few weeks. I want to be able to get pictures. I'm not saying I'm going to be like beach body ready, because I'm not really that bothered about having a six pack. I'm not arsed at all about having a six pack. I just want to be able to look at photos and be happy with what the image that I'm seeing, because I'm getting there with it now, but I wasn't happy before. And that all that's going through my mind, and I'm shouting at myself as I'm doing this run tonight, last night, to use. Don't know. And it's just something in me just spurred me on to keep going. And it was amazing. And I felt like there was still points that I struggled on the run. But after I gave myself basically a mental slap in the face, I kept going. So I think that's the secret to completing this training and doing the marathon, is giving myself a talking to at times when basically not mean to, pun very much intended, I have hit a wall today. Maybe not in the sort of physical sense, because I think when they talk about hitting the wall, they tend more sort of physically when you're at the physical point where you can't go on any further. But mentally, I felt like I couldn't go on. That's going to sound really dramatic, but it's not meant to sound as dramatic as it is. But it was mad, and I was genuinely so close to stopping, and somehow I didn't. Somehow I kept going, which is pretty cool. I'm quite pleased. I'm pissed off that I had those thoughts in the first place, but I'm also very pleased that I managed to keep going. And yeah, it's 15k. I should be at half marathon distance by now, but I'm quite pleased with that, and I'm going to build it up. I'm going to do another 15k in a couple of days. What day is it? Yeah, it'll probably be Monday, and then I'm just going to gradually increase it. My plan was in 2 weeks' time to do my longest run and then start tapering back from there. I don't think that's going to happen. I'm definitely not. If I wasn't ready to do, I mean, I managed 15k today, I'm not going to be able to do 33k from here to my work in 2 weeks' time. It's just absolutely not going to happen. So I think what I might do is I might do like a half marathon distance in a couple of weeks, and then that'll be where I am. That'll be when I'll, after that, I'll then push up to my longest distance and then work back from there. I think that's what I'm going to do. So I think that's all I really wanted to talk about this week. As I say, I wasn't planning on doing an episode this week. I was just going to put a wee post up to say I'm not doing one. We'll see you next week. But I thought after that, I needed to come on and rant, I think, and just put out what was in my head, because it wasn't nice. But that's just what goes on in my mind when I'm trying to do things. I need to prove to myself that I can do it, because I always start things and don't finish them. And I'm 36 years old. I really should know better. Sorry, that was a bit of a downbeat ending. Well, it's pretty much a downbeat episode, really. But you're not paying for this, so I can do what I want, really. That's just coming up for 15 minutes. I will try, hopefully, and get Amy on the pod again. I think she's actually in for only a few days, and then she's off for like 2 weeks or something. So there's not going to be no excuses. So hopefully we'll get an episode with Amy next week, and I will speak to yous then. Hopefully be a bit more cheery and have a bit more chat, because I'll have a bit of co-host and not a rabbit that doesn't say anything. Do I say anything before we go, Bailey? No word of a lie. He's licking his arse right now. To be a rabbit, eh? Okay, enjoy your weekend. Sorry again for the downbeat episode. Maybe put it out as a bonus. Or not. I don't know. Good night.